Blog Talk Radio.
CEO of No Limit from 1990 to 2003. From 2002 to 2003, New No Limit, Gutter Music, Take a Stand, and currently No Limit Forever. He began in the 1990s with his group True album Ice Cream Man, along with several albums. He also went platinum and certified platinum with singles and albums, Make 'em Say Ghetto D, The Last Don, and he starred in several movies. Didn't I tell y'all he was an actor? He starred in several movies and films. I'm About It, I Got the Hookup, Lockdown, and also in 2004 released his 11th album, 3,000 copies. No Limit, No Limit Forever.
Well, No Limit Forever is the next generation of music. Romeo put together a mega team. No Limit Forever is doing the soundtrack for the new movie with me and Gucci Mane. It's called Get Money. It's the next generation. I mean, they understand the digital game of this business, just like what you're on right now. You know, internet, computers, understanding the importance of that. That's the future of entertainment. And, you know, to understand that the CDs and DVDs and, you know, that stuff is being distinct. And so if you don't understand the digital media, you know, you won't make it in this game. So that's the next generation of music. I mean, I was able to sell millions of copies. And then now, with No Limit Forever, we're able to open up a door to be able to sell billions, because you can reach countries now at one time through the internet. And the movie that we have coming out right now with the soundtrack with the first song is called Trending, and also Megan Good is off the new soundtrack for Get Money. So, I mean, it's all type of avenues, and it's important that people understand this digital media, because this is the future to music. And that's what No Limit Forever, they understand that business. We know that business. We experts at that, because we prepare and educate ourselves to, you know, come from the street, but be able to educate ourselves to do something else. And that's what it's about. I mean, I feel like Benjamin Button, like I'm getting younger now. I'm able to revamp my career and come back and do this again. You know, I feel like I got some young legs. This ain't like playing football or basketball. You just got to be able to keep up with the time in your wordplay. So, you know, with this next generation, to be able to be a godfather in this game and to be able to put out real music that kids can relate to, you know, and that this generation, because I already sold music to their parents, and now to be able to sell music to their kids is definitely history in the making, twice.
And you also a positive influence. I know everybody.
I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I'm not perfect, but I've been through things in my life, and I understand the most important thing to reach back and help that next generation, and that's what we do with Urban Born. We in the community. I mean, we places that other people are not gonna go, because I know that was once me, and that my coach saved my life, and I feel like I could be a life coach, and hopefully I could help save that next generation.
Exactly. Well, we have Megan Good. I got a chance to check it out in the conference the other night with the Nerve DJs, and it, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, hot. So we want to go to that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when you're talking about making club music, we made this song for the club in the scene in the Get Money movie. And if you look at it, it's like being able to put some type of identity to a female that's classy, that's hood, but still that everybody can relate to. And we was able to come up with the terminology, Megan Good. She got that good. And I think every female in the game right now can relate to this song, because Megan Good is a person that came from the bottom, but that's definitely on the uprise and making it in this entertainment business. And I think she gives women that come from that, she inspires them to go after their dreams and go after their goals, and that's the type of music we want. We want to make the music that when you're hitting the club, some feel-good music, but you still feel like, you know, I like that it's relevant, it's with the time, and so that's what the music about is, a club banger.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we're going to go to Megan Good featuring Benny B, Valentino, and Romeo. Here we go.
No limit forever.
Get money. She look like a movie star. That one. Mom's in here. She got that good. Watch how she turn heads when she walk.
Whoa, Kimasabi. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kimasabi. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest. Them lips up, face, she bad. Baddest in the club I seen. Make me go eco-friendly and spin my green. I don't pop no pills, but she my drug. Got to have shorty like Khalifa need bud. I'm on that girl, cause she my type. Got a supermodel face, but if she after, she'll fight. I'm on lil' mama, cause shorty, she so real. My girl, she so ill, but shorty, she so chill. She come talk to a player when she mad at night, but this boy ain't up much, that's right. Whoa, keep it side, got the better chick up in here.
So right, it look like they been painted. Man, I swear she famous. Can't nobody touch her. She was green when I met her. Now she a stone bone hustler. We get it in, me and her, we by the bar. Both got that tank around our neck. They know who we are. That's my motto. She make it wobble. Anything she wants, she get it. I'm a baller. In the latest coupe, matching his and hers. Hop out like two polar bears with the latest furs. We doing things, we all about the clout. She got that Megan Good, know what I'm talking about?
Whoa, Kimasabi, got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kimasabi, got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good, they making good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good, they making good. She the coldest and the flyest.
Good, but she's so bad. Everything nice, first class, a real dime chick. But she's so hood, waist deep. She be making good. I wish a sucker would try to take her. Mean mug haters. See you later. She do what I want, like I made her. See through tight heels, no makeup.
Got that Megan Goodick. She got some Megan Goodies. Got that chuck 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 in the truck. I'm trying to see what's in that hood. They know I'm not a car technician, but she's one hell of a model.
Need a vacation.
How about we fly out tomorrow? No. Not no millionaire. I'm a multi SF billionaire. Get signed with an SF Chris and then with Liz and then. You whipped in there. You the baddest in the hood. I'ma make you the baddest in the world. World. Let the girl sing a real love. I'ma make you feel like the only girl. Girl.
Whoa, Kimasabi. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kimasabi. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest in the flyest in the hood. She got that good.
All right. Welcome back to iDrive Urban Rich Radio. We have Master P. Miller in the building. You were just listening to Megan Good featuring Mr. Valentino, Benji D, and Romeo. All right. I'm loving that track. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that Megan Good, you know what I'm saying? And it's blowing up at radio and the clubs, and the video coming real soon.
I know, you can tell that's you add that No Limit flavor to it too. You can tell you have had your hand in on that. And I know you have different, you know, new artists that you're working with, such as Valentino and Chi. Tell us a little bit about your artists you have a part of, the new No Limit
Forever. Miss Chi, right now, she's from Atlanta, from Zone 6, where Gucci Mane from. I think she's the next hottest female in the game because she's able to make street and crossover music and keep it real and talk about the struggle. Benji B, Ace High, K.I., Oak Tree, Tebow, I mean, Player. This is gonna be a great year for No Limit Forever because the Dream Team is definitely in the building, representing the West Coast, Eastwood, and, you know, Super Shaka back doing what he do, Black Dime. I mean, it's going to be incredible year for the fam.
Yes, y'all back. Y'all doing your thing. Well, it's not like you left. You always been doing
you got to make yourself relevant in the music business. That's what people don't realize. So, if you're not relevant and have hot music out, then it seems like, oh, well, you're going somewhere. But, you know, I mean, we've always been here. We're going to be here. But the thing about it is, you know, to be able to make music for this generation, which a lot of artists that come from my generation, they haven't been able or gifted to do because they're stuck in their own zone. And I just think if you're going to be able to make music for this generation, you got to have an open mind and an open ear to music to where is it at now.
All right. Now, how is it? I know it's so many people hit me up today, texting me and everything. Are you looking for new artists to be a part of the No Limit family?
When you look at right now, the artists out right now, they don't have a chance to make money because they got these 360 deals. And with No Limit, I mean, we're looking for great artists to break talent. We're looking for new talent. You can log on to NoLimitForeverRecords.com, and you can submit your song to be on the Get Money soundtrack, and you also, you know, can submit your material if you're a new artist looking for a record deal. So, I mean, our thing is just finding those diamonds in the rough. So, you know, that's what it's about. And we're looking for hit records. So if you got a hit record, send your information to NoLimitForeverRecords.com.
Okay, what about producers? I know they're producers
too. I mean, we're looking for producers. I mean, you got to imagine right now to be able to make the records, you need some hot producers. So, you know, if you look at the game now, it's all with new producers that's probably been discovered online. A lot of these guys that are making music for big artists, they've been discovered online, and that's what I'm telling people right now. You got to get with this digital new era of music. And, you know, you definitely can't submit your music now to record companies. And like I said, producers and artists, you can submit stuff to NoLimitForeverRecords.com, or you go to my Twitter, is Master P Miller, or my Facebook.
All right. Well, we have another track. We have Trending. Tell us a little bit about Trending.
Trending is with me and Gucci Mane, and that's another lead off from the soundtrack to the movie Get Money. This is more about a street record, but it's an anthem, you know, sort of like the music that No Limit known for. You know, I mean, it's one of them songs you could really get to feel Master P, you know. It's about having dreams and goals. You'll hear me saying I could smell the money, you know, because the movie is Get Money, and it's definitely one of those hype tracks that you will get in the club and wild out to. So, you know, it's a fun record making, me, Gucci Mane, and Romeo. And y'all check it out. The new record is called Trending.
Here we go.
No Limit Forever.
My body go, 5'8", he watch my back, like I'm Bill Gates, trick I'm back, I'm reloaded, a million followers, that's what they quoted, I'm trending boy, I can smell the money, we run the streets, No Limit keep coming, I'm the boss, we pop.
about 10 keys a piece. And I put that on my little boy, but I'm at my knees. 150 keys in my Sachi fleece. Tiffany from the street, trying to smoke his drink. The show they got a squad, Bray squad, Devon Hill, Bray boys, every squad, good, you so fucking squad. Everywhere I go, at least 100K. Touch your boy close by so I can show my ass. Put it on your head, it might make your mama flip you. Not an average hood villain, I'm a special. Every night I go outside and play. I keep a couple AKs close by to save the day. Gucci.
I'm trending, boy.
Everybody, that's the end zone. Got the million, nowhere near broke. The Eiffel Tower, it's in my rear view. I see some haters in my future, tell my car shoot. James Bond, super hell click. Spider-Man is Superman is kick. We in the club 100 deep, like a football team. I'm the Michael Vick of this dream team. 100 bottles, 100 models. I say 100 G's in the club like I hit the lotto. My best friend Trigger happy, call him Smiley. He love that white girl, and I ain't talking Miley.
I'm printing money, I'm printing money, smell the money, smell the money. We run the streets, don't let the keys coming. I'm the boss, we smell the money.
A new beginning. No limit forever.
I can smell money.
Like Benjamin Button. I got a second.
I can smell money.
Goose. Wrong.
I can smell money.
Get money.
I can smell the money.
That's hot. That's hot.
I can smell the money.
That Gucci man. Yeah, that is hot right there. That take me back, man. I'm loving that.
I definitely appreciate it. You know what? That's what music about is, finding you a place in this game and being able to find a target audience. And that's what I've always been doing in my career. And I just thank all the fans out there, all the new fans, all the old fans. And, you know, I'm just going to keep keeping up with the times and staying relevant. I think that's what keeps you young and keep you with some young legs. And people don't realize Jason Kidd was a person that was able to play this game and still be relevant, when you think that, you know, man, this guy can't be playing at this level. You know what I'm saying? And he is. He's doing it because he was able to keep up.
All right. Well, what can we expect for you in the near future?
I'm telling you, you might as well expect for us again, taking over the entertainment world, not just the music world, because we're doing a lot of movies, TV, and then the music, to be able to reach the people through the music is definitely a blessing, and to be able to continue to make hit records, but also being able to giving back with us, because I feel a lot of artists don't understand that. That's the most important thing. You know, I make a lot of money to be able to give it back and help that next generation. I think that's the most important thing for me. God has blessed me. I know I come from the streets where I'm able to do that, because I know we're going to find a couple of jewels out there the same way that I was. I was a diamond in the rough, a real jewel that was hidden, you know, through the mud. And say, man, that's a stone. That's a real jewel right there. Pick that up, you know. And we don't be able to see that with the next generation, because we just stereotype and forget where we came from. So to be able to be successful, never forget where I came from, and keep opening doors for that next generation, that's what my life is about.
Well, I just commend you for all that you have done from the 1990s to now. I've been a huge fan of Master P. And right now, I'm telling you, we have so many people tuned in across the world. We podcast, and we have a link on our site. People listening, people text me and tweet me like crazy. We have the also the blog spot. We have a chat room. everything. We have thousands and thousands of listeners tuned in right now. Is there anything you would like to say to the listeners that's tuned in right now?
Yeah, my thing I would tell all the listeners right now, you know, follow your dreams. It might be hard, but you can make it. You know, don't give up. Don't let the haters stop you. Like I said in the record, we flex on haters. We get out. That make me work hard. When I know somebody tell me I can't do something, it make me go out there and go crazy and go make it happen. So anybody out there that got a hater, man, go out there and flex and keep it going. You'll definitely get it. Don't worry about what nobody say. You know, stay focused. Keep your head up. I look at right now, like with me, you know, the music and being able to be an entertainer. You know, also I think that I want people to do families. If y'all listening, take this 90-day challenge with me. What I'm doing right now with this 90-day challenge is you could go to hiphopmoney.com and watch every morning. I'm up every morning working out. My son is my life coach right now as far as me getting it back into shape. So I done lost 20 pounds. I got 20 more to go, and I'm about to be the sexiest man in Hollywood in a minute. So, you know, I think people should really take that as something that will help change your life. You know, if you feel like you need to work out, get yourself back in shape, go and do it. Don't do it for no money. Do it because it'll help you live longer. You know, and I hear a lot of these artists say, get rich, die young. Nah, I won't get rich and die old. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what this generation, we got to start taking care of ourselves because there's a lot of obesity out there. So, you know, I feel good about my music. I feel good about my movies. And now I want to feel good about myself so I can be here with my kids and enjoy this. So it's definitely a journey. It's just the evolution of me and my family, you know, the Miller Dynasty. And I'm challenging any other families out there that's listening. You know, even about the education part, I think what saved our life, I got a brother dead and a brother in prison. What saved my life and my kids, I was able to get education. I feel that education saved my life, and that's why I'm always going into them schools. You know, all them kids that's in there that's probably hard heads like I was back then, but I got a second chance, and a lot of these kids are not going to get a second chance, so I'm telling them it's easier to catch up now than to catch up later. You know what I'm saying? And our music is cool. But music is a form of entertainment. So if you hear a record, I don't want nobody to say, yeah, I went out, committed a crime because I heard a record. I mean, you watch the movie Scarface, Tony Montana. You know, you can't blame that on what makes somebody do what they do. You know what I'm saying? So stop using excuse through music and movies as that what triggered you to do something negative and start looking at life saying, you know, this is a form of entertainment. And, you know, I got to make a choice what I want to do in life.
Exactly. Well, I know No Limit is forever, and I know No Limit has, y'all have the best hype man there is, Sean Ross.
Sean Ross.
He's doing his thing, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he out there in the streets, and that was, you know, I want to tell y'all right now, too, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, doing things by themselves. I never did that because everything I do, it take a team. If you look at Bill Gates, all the successful people, they have a team. You know, it's other people that make it happen. It ain't just about Master P and Romeo. It's about the team, the people that get out there in the streets to promote this stuff, that get out there and make this happen in the studio. You know, the people that believe in this and get this out to the marketplace. So we never talk about those people. I think anybody that's doing something, get you a strong team, whether it's your family, you know, your friends, people that you hire, people that you work with, because it's nobody could do something by themselves. You know, even you look at Donald Trump, and I think we got to stop looking at life to where we put it all about finance. I'm a dude from the hood. You know how many times I fell off in the hood before I made it? I mean, I must have fell off about 10 times. Well, you know, I had money lost. I had to figure out how to get it back. So those are not things that you look, you know, real hustle's going lose it, get it back, get up and do what they got to do. You shouldn't judge people by how much money they make. You judge people by the loyalty. Like our whole motto at No Limit Forever, it ain't about the money, it's about the loyalty. Because if you got the loyalty, we're going to make the money because we know how to hustle. So we could have a lot of money, lose it, it don't matter, because with this team and this family, we're going to get out there and hustle. You know, I watched the thing with T.O. on TV, and I was disappointed, you know, like he crying about his financial situation.
man, we don't have time. We from the hood. We ain't got to cry about our financial situation. Just get out there and go change it. I got a book coming out. It's called $1 Million Sucker. All you got to do whatever you did to get there the first time. Just work extra hard. That's what Donald Trump did. He fell off five times. You know what I'm saying? So I look at that like, man, but they know that man was about money. So I got this book coming out. It's called $1 Million Sucker. And the reason this book is called $1 Million Sucker, I don't know, and I'm going to put this out there, I don't know no entertainer or athlete that ain't been robbed. I ain't talking about gun porn or nothing like that. I'm saying financially. I don't care if the best of the best. You can go from Michael Jordan on down. They've been took. If you look at all the athletes right now, because they don't have time to take care of their business. And you don't have time to know your business at the time that you're in it. And that's what I want to change for that next generation. Let's educate ourselves on financial literacy and still be hood, still keep it real. But that's the way we could build a generational wealth.
Exactly. That's awesome right there. That's amazing. You are all, you know, you're an entrepreneur, humanitarian, you know, rapper, producer. It's all in one. You wear so many hats, and you work in them hats, too.
Well, you know what,
you're not
to be
just
honest,
wearing
you,
them. You're working
exactly.
It.
You can't be afraid to wear different hats. You know, I come from the hood, but sometimes you do have to clean it up for corporate America. You got to turn on and keep it hood when you got to. I mean, it should be a balance. You know, you should be able to wear different hats. All the most successful people, they do. You got to turn on. Then at home, you got to go be a family person with your family. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the same celebrity and the star you is out there in public. To your family, you're not a star, so you got to be able to be humble and keep it real with your family. You know, my grandmother don't care how many records I sold. To me, I'm a grandson. You know, so you definitely got to be diverse. And anybody that's out there listening, don't be afraid to educate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how tough or how hard you is. Don't be able to educate yourself if you want to make some real money.
Exactly. And the point is making money, not giving it away. You know, we have these artists that get out here. They want to, I mean, it's okay sometimes to, you know, let everybody see what you got going on, but some just give away freely. You know, you have, I got this mixtape, I'm just giving away this and I'm giving away that. You know, be educated, get paid for it. Those people that you see handing out, they getting paid.
Yeah, well, they making money. You know, the thing about it, you got to be able to make money before you be able to give it away. So that's what this generation got to realize, because you still got your bills to pay. You know, I don't care whatever level you is, you think it. Even they got people that making millions of dollars, they still struggling because they got bigger bills. You know, and I just out there and hustle every day because I realize that I have a bigger lifestyle. Somebody else said, P, why are you hustling so hard? Man, because I want bigger things. And I was introduced to a different lifestyle, so I got to have that lifestyle. When I ain't had that lifestyle, it didn't matter. You know, $10,000 was a lot of money to me when I was living in the project because that was the only lifestyle that I was able to see. And then once I was able to see another lifestyle, I'm like, man, I can't go back. I got to hustle hard. I love where I'm from, but I got to hustle just to not go back physically. You know, I don't mind going to visit, you know what I'm saying? But when you see all these tragic stories out there, you know, that's because people stop hustling. They think that money going to keep